Welcome to Heart of the Savior Ministries. You know, while traveling this summer, I was on one of the many back roads here in Oregon, and I was listening to the book of Revelation as I was traveling, and once again, I was filled with hope of what is to come, our Lord Jesus Christ. And I no longer am afraid to read this marvelous book, and I'd like to open today with the closing chapter and verses. So that's Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 21, and it's titled Epilogue, Invitation and Warning. So here we go. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Amen. So Dr. John Swanson is the Executive Director of Endurance Ministries, and it's a ministry which addresses current cultural affairs in light of eschatological, that's end times, data in God's Word. And he's dedicated his life to working with college campus youth, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to them, along with sound biblical teaching. So welcome back to the program, John. I'm so glad that you can join us today again.
Good to be back.
You know, we try to seek to find the true heart of our Lord and Savior in these times, and you've helped us. And I love the way that you asked to title our time together today. It's Living as End Time Saints in the Council of the Heart of Our Dear Savior.
Crucial topic, especially as to its pertinency today. Well, greetings, radio listeners, and thank you, dear Leslie, for once again allowing us back on your program. Well, as one who needs to review, lest I forget, because I am getting older, can we review as to what we mentioned we would be covering this year on your program, Heart of the Savior Ministries?
You know, for those listening in for the first time, John, or hearing you for the first time, you've joined us regularly throughout the year, and anybody can go to our website at www.heartofthesaviorministries.org and listen into those past broadcasts because they're all up there. But for now, why don't you bring everybody up to speed?
Okay, but before I do, I would have to share, we brought some very important programs last year together. I am reviewing my list of that which we brought in 2015. We've covered Matthew 24 on two occasions. We've covered Jesus' example of endurance as he approached the sacrifice that he was about to make. We've talked about end-time threats that are currently expressing themselves, one of which was the Islamic presentation. We've covered hermeneutics, that we gotta look at the Word of God and let it say what it says. We've covered some issues like the blood moon fallacies. And so we've covered some pretty important things. So, okay, let me bring us up to speed. The past two decades, we at Endurance Ministries have been touching upon early signs which our Lord Jesus kindly forewarned us about, whereby we can adequately prepare for the days of the end just prior to his initial appearing. And this counsel that he's given us is due to his loving heart for his bride in the making. Well, as we look at these different issues, we think of the way in which the Bible talks about end-time chronology, and we say, okay, there's themes here, but there are also chronological details. So we at Endurance Ministry believe that end-time themes are here today and here to stay until our Lord's return, but we also believe that the Lord informs us as to chronology. Well, as a result of this, we've been going through the Word for insight as to living in these days of late. and we've been touching upon these early signs. So being frank, we wish to move forward on these cutting-edge signs with cutting-edge prophetic ministry because we can no longer, we don't have to continue parroting the things we already know, things which continue to present themselves in global culture today. So what do I mean by the things we already know? Well, these things we already know are things tied to it being clear that we are indeed in the days of the very end, just prior to the beginning of the day of the Lord, as the Lord defines it in His Word. So these things include the signs of 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. It includes the birth pains, as outlined in Matthew 24, 4 through 8. A huge deception, apostasy, personal idolatry, and growing global persecution against the faithful in Jesus Christ are a part of these early signs. These things are obvious, and over the course of the next two decades, we have provided, by God's grace, life-saving counsel on our many websites concerning these dangers, which actually continue to put us in harm's way. Leslie, do you remember our future stories? Do you remember that on one of the sites? It's been a while since we've made reference to that.
Let's see. Could you be a little more specific?
Well,
you know, we've covered so much, John.
We have. Well, even these future speculations that we've offered through these stories offer God's wisdom for present living. So, dear listening audience, reading over our future stories is helpful, even for living today. And these future stories can be found at endmen.org website. That's enduranceministries.org.
So be a little more specific, though, on those early signs given that are so important.
That's helpful, Leslie. Good point. Important to do so. Now, are you looking for anything in particular by way of additional information? Just help me be hitting on what you want.
Oh, boy, the teacher's asking me.
Well, we learn from each other.
We learn from each other.
Iron sharpening iron.
Iron sharpening iron. Well, let's see. As your Ministry of Truth Foundations emphasizes, could we actually read some of these pertinent texts?
Leslie,
ta-da!
You still impress me. There you go again, getting an A for me.
Now, folks, if you don't know, John was one of my professors at Oregon College of Ministry where he challenged, believe me, challenged all of us in classes. And especially, you know, one comes to mind, and it was your Christian worldview. And, yeah, I got an A, but more than that, I received life-changing skills from you as how to speak to those of other faiths, unbelievers, in a way that they fall in love with the Lord, you know, find the common denominator. But, John, I digress. Why don't you bullet point these early signs before we move on?
Will do. Well, Leslie, in so doing, would you mind turning in your Bible to Matthew 24? I'm going to have you read in just one moment.
So, I can do that.
Well, let's begin with this. Let's read 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. This passage is actually a bullet list passage in and of itself. So I quote, "But know this, that in the last times, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." That's one passage that has many bullet list items. Matthew 24, 4 through 8 also provides a bullet list of present cultural events unfolding today. So, Leslie, would you mind reading this passage for us?
Okay, so here we go. It's Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8. "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For the nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows."
So we see a number of things listed there. We see the Lord forewarning of deception, especially deception tied to Christology, false claims of being Christ. We hear of wars and rumors of wars. We hear of famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. These things are happening today.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, as one reads other Bible passages, like the fourth chapter of the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, one finds huge counsel for today, these first wave kind of things. As one looks at 2 Peter 2, verses 1 through chapter 3, verse 9, and even 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12, we find a provision of God as far as insight as to things that are happening today. Well, as the world further chooses to follow darkness rather than light, cultural pressure is levied against the Christian community. So sincere followers of Jesus Christ will not fall away. And that's what 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith. But some Christians by name, even church members on the other hand, they won't choose to stay true. They'll actually choose apostasy. Because we are seeing a growing animosity against Christians around the world, including here in the United States.
Yes.
We are seeing many turn away from God and His true provision for salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, as this persecution grows, nominal Christians, that is, Christians by name whose eternal state is unclear, they will do exactly what the Word of God says they will do. Some will depart from a lukewarm condition and will get right with God. Others will, quote, depart from the faith, unquote. Those who fall away don't want to suffer adversity as a result of following Jesus Christ, so they just disconnect and no longer attend church, or others simply quietly put the Lord Jesus on the shelf.
You know, John, that was one of the things that really impacted me on that road trip that I spoke of earlier. It was chapter 3 of Revelation that comes to mind about the lukewarm church, and I realized that it wasn't just for the church of that day. It's for now. And that was very eye-opening to me. And I had to listen to that many, many times and really pray over that as I was listening and driving so that I would understand. But let's not forget the point that you posted on your blog site.
And, you know, there's quite a few
things. So now I get to jog your memory.
Sorry. I get a C on this one. Pertaining to, I'm sure, end time themes, but that's where I get the C and not the A. I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. Sorry.
Okay, so as a reminder, because you're my friend,
okay, bless you.
The appeal Corrie Ten Boom makes in her devotional, Each New Day. And you know, folks, if you haven't read this book, Each New Day, everyone needs to read it. And if I'm not mistaken, this new blog is posted on your website and can be found by clicking on the link titled A Weekly Blog, and it's numbered B216.
Thank you, Leslie. You know, Corrie's insight here on this little excerpt is huge. It's the matter of being willing to confess sins of omission, ones tied to our lack of preparing as our Lord wants us to. Her devotional read in this setting also adds confession adds to confession, legs of repentance, if you would, by challenging each and every one of us to prayerfully consider Christ-honoring change. In other words, we're to act differently. And that would include what, Leslie, to throw another pop quiz your way?
I knew it. I just knew it. I wouldn't get away without a pop quiz this morning. Okay, so let's see. And what would that include? All right. My response is in three parts. How's that?
Okay, but keep in mind that this was a timed quiz, so you only have 5 seconds.
Okay. Did you get that?
Just kidding.
Wouldn't it be going back to His Word, reading it, and then going on to put action to His counsel?
Amen. Absolutely, Leslie. See, we need to reevaluate His counsel in order to make needed corrections. Change in this regard means going back to His explicit Word, as opposed to trusting unbiblical church traditions.
Traditions.
Huh? There's a difference between the two sometimes. Well, after we've read His counsel to us, and this means rightly dividing His Word to us, we can then take action steps based on solid truth foundations, His counsel.
That's hermeneutics.
That's hermeneutics.
Okay, so in light of the counsel, in your bullet list, could you give us some examples as to the pertinent question, how shall we now live?
I'd be more than glad to, dear saint in Christ. You made reference to a church in Revelation 2 and 3. So the second and third chapters in Revelation are impressive in that they bring direct counsel from our Lord himself. So some of these themes that are continually stated in these second and third chapters of Revelation, do they any themes come to mind, Leslie? Like the one you made reference to a few minutes ago.
The lukewarm church.
That's right.
You know, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Issues of purity.
Oh, my goodness.
Issues of being willing to be contrite of heart and humble ourselves and change when our Lord says, I have this against you.
Well, and that's what hit me is as I'm driving along and it says, and this is what I have against you. And I went, whoa. And I took it personally.
Okay. I think that's intended not for a slap on the hand, but
for
a fatherly discipline where we're corrected.
So that we can make change.
Yes, but we have to come with the publican heart where we're broken before God saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. I still need, even though I'm in Christ, I still need to grow more like Christ.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here's another, how shall we now live? The early first wave themes have been expressed in culture for quite some time now. These themes are addressed in God's word. So in light of God's counsel, we find some do's and some don'ts. We are not to fall away or grow or stay lukewarm. We are not to compromise on issues, especially the crucial ones. We are not to forsake the assembling together of ourselves where his truths are honored. Instead, the scriptures tell us to draw close to the soon coming king by spending time with him in his word. We're also to disconnect from the world where consequential bondages are present. And there are many of them today, Leslie.
Oh, my goodness, there are.
Yeah, so these are all contemporary needs which require immediate attention by each and every one of us.
I agree. I agree fully. And I take that to heart myself because, like you said, it isn't just that suddenly, hello, it's taking action and being repentant and coming before the Lord and saying, wow, I'm so sorry, Lord. I didn't see this before. You know, help me to change. Well, you know, I thank you, John. And, you know, that's really good Bible-based counsel. But, John, aren't these present signs only what we consider the first wave of end-time things coming upon the earth before our Lord's return? And aren't there other things we need to be pondering at this juncture?
Absolutely, Leslie. And these are the very things that are a part of what we opened up with as we began this program today. In seeking to be cutting edge, whereby we can respond quickly to new cultural expressions of the spirit of Antichrist, we need to address these new concerns, which are preparing to unfold and or which will actually be unfolding from now until 2020. So can we introduce this second wave of crucial cultural movements by bullet listing, by way of introduction, key concerns in our next program together?
Well, we need to do so because, you know, we're already just about out of time. I can't believe how quickly our time goes. And I'd like you to tell us the means to get on your contemporary blog site so, you know, our listening audience is better prepared as our Lord Jesus wants us to be. So take only 1 minute and give us this helpful information.
Okay. Well, please recall that the future stories, which I made reference to earlier, are actually applicable today. And these stories can be found at enduranceministries.org. Also, and here's the answer to your question, also go to currentmatters.org and look over the pages. We especially encourage folks to give the posted blogs prayerful consideration because they are pertinent to today. They're related to things that are happening today. And once again, one can find the weekly blogs by clicking the link at the top right of the homepage of currentmatters.org.
I love it. You know, I know, and we've talked about this before, you've written a book, and I want people to know how they can get a copy of that too. And it's The Final Trumpet Gathering and Introduction. Can you tell us how people can get a hold of that and additional resources regarding Endurance Ministries?
Okay. The book is intended to introduce a new, very biblical, chronological perspective of end times that's somewhat different from many of the popular end time positions today. And then in the seventh chapter, it goes on to emphasize introduce some of these themes that are expressing themselves in culture that we're addressing this week and, Lord willing, next week. One can find that by going to Amazon.com and just type in The Final Trumpet Gathering and Introduction. And I would encourage you to use our resource. We've worked with Amazon to make these available. We also put a DVD, a free DVD, in with the book that's worthwhile because it's addressing a very hot end time topic today. So encourage the listening audience to go in that direction. We also have some, by God's grace, very helpful insight on our websites. So the two that I'd like to list today, I think we have 14 websites out now. But the two we try to touch on these different websites, different topics. So that's why we've kind of diversified. But the two that I'd like to share with you are, I'd like to encourage you to go to www.endmin.com. That's endmin.com, where you find a list of frequently asked questions. These are produced by pastors and members of the theological community that have questions about this. What is this chronology of the Final Trumpet Rapture Gathering? And then we'd also encourage you to go to our Truth Foundation, and it's got to be the Word of God. Well, this is helpful for the Christian who's seeking to reach out to the non-Christian. If you go to truthfoundations.com, you'll find the basis upon which we build our eschatological house, if you would. So these are two helpful sites, and on these sites you'll find references to other websites, including the website to the blog. So very helpful material that we think will be very edifying to those who take the time to give it a look over.
Well, and you've been on the air with me live where we've had call-ins for questions, and I love the fact that you are so open to answering questions or taking comments. And if I'm not mistaken, people can email you at email@endmin.org if they have questions that they would like answered.
Yes, and we'd very much encourage them to do so because we are faithful in responding to those emails that come in.
Well, John, once again, thank you for coming in and sharing with us. And folks, I've asked Dr. Swanson to join me next Saturday at 10:30 to continue this discussion of living as end-time saints in the Council of the Heart of our dear Savior and move to the cutting edge prophetic. That's the future concerns. And so you don't want to miss this. I can't thank you enough. You know, we've just come in through an ice storm, folks, because we're doing this program right now. What is this today? January 5th, isn't it? That's not going to air until February 6th. So we've had quite the trip in.
Yeah.
We've had some wonderful conversations on the way.
Great excitement. As we turn those corners and
woo-hoo!
Just miss the car that's parked.
Yeah. Oh, no. But, you know, with you coming back, I also want to say that as we close today, I want to let you know that Heart of the Savior Ministries is already working on our community outreach for Christmas 2016, and we're going to partner with Canby Foursquare in collecting items for Operation Christmas Child, which is a part of the Franklin Graham Ministries. And we're going to have more of that information up on our website so that you can click on it and see what items we need. We also will take cash donations as long as it says on the subject line of the check, Operation Christmas Child, because we'll do the shopping for you. And our goal is to fill 500 boxes to be sent around the world to children.
Beautiful.
Well, here we are, John. We hope you go away refreshed, restored, and renewed in who you are in Christ Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you will make God's Word the every breath that you take this week. Right, John?
Amen.
God's Word, our daily bread. So as always in his service, this is Reverend Leslie Nelson and my guest and friend, Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries.